And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you listening? For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Are you listening? That light is come into the world, and that men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil or separate. For every one that doth evil is afraid of the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Are you listening? But he that doth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And here we are suddenly back, all about healing, and all about the miracle that's going to occur through you. Is it a message from Jesus? Certainly. Have you been practicing the idea that the Savior of this world is somehow now left you to your own devices? What pure nonsense that is. The idea of healing in its entirety that I'm offering you is very simply what we are. That's the miracle that's occurring. Is that true?
Yes.
Are we all right with that? Is that miracle going to happen now? Are you going to let me heal you and raise you up? Are you going to require a definition of yourself to be healed? Or are you simply going to admit, hey, I've had enough of this world, it's time for me to be healed? We have here the Miracle Healer's Handbook. And it's bringing about a shift in your idea of who you thought you were based on a resurrection that occurred within the frame of the idea that you were a body. Here's his presence. Has he always been there? Have you decided you really want to see him? Have you decided with me at last that it's time for you individually to make that declaration of the inevitability of the conversion of yourself? The Miracle Healer's Handbook is showing you instantaneous conversion of that form that previously made you sick. You want to share it with me? You call me, I guess you call me the master teacher. What do I do? I'm a master teacher to the extent that I am determined to find the solution contained within my own self. And in that regard, it has nothing to do with you whatsoever. I am in a process and have completed in my own illumination a process where I recognize myself at this time as whole and perfect. This, of course, from the direction of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who said to me very simple, you are whole and perfect as you were created, but if you decide to be other than that, so will it be with you. So my simple admonition to you was to lay down your defenses. Come with innocence into the certainty that we can share that love together. And will at this time, I have a promise of a healing process that I said that I'd perform on the satellite for all those who might be listening to it. This will have nothing to do with your idea of sickness, but only my certainty that you individually can have an experience of healing right here and now with me, and we'll have it. And I'm going to recite it to you in a form of prayer, and it'll last about 3 minutes, and when I come back to you, you'll be entirely different than you were, and all of the time of the idea that time is actually past will be over, and we'll be present here and now in this new location. Listen. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. And no one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants. And no one dies without his own consent. Are you listening? Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. And the very simple request that I give you is only your admission that there is no peace except the peace of God. Seek you no further. You will not find peace except the peace of God. Accept this fact and save yourself the agony of yet more bitter disappointments and bleak despair and sense of icy hopelessness and doubt. Seek no further. There is nothing else for you to find except the peace of God, unless you seek for misery and pain. Look with me. This is the final point to which each one must come at last, to lay aside all hope of finding happiness where there is none, of being saved by what can only hurt, of making peace of chaos and joy of pain and heaven out of hell. Attempt no more to win through losing, nor to die to live. You cannot but be asking for defeat. And I'm with you within that association now, offering you that certainty. You can listen with me. This is the miracle of the healing process. Okay? You're going to have to share with me the idea that you've had enough. Have you had enough? You're going to repeat another cycle of your determination to express yourself as that body? Are you going to be beset with the idea of self-perfection in which you condemn the guy out there for all of the things that have happened to you and this concern? Or are you going to make the simple admission with me in this miracle that's now spreading across this entire continuum that the time of servitude, the time of protection, the time of the idea of solution has left you in its entirety, and you begin to recognize in the joy of happiness that you're in fact whole and perfect as you were created. This is the miracle that's happening. Did you lay down your defenses just then? There is no peace except the peace of God. All of the ordeal that you have been expressing in your own determination were nothing but your idea that the miracle, this miracle that is instantly available to you through the conversion of your mind, will show you at last that your time here is over. And it's time for you to recognize within the containment of your previous self-identity future time of departure is at hand. Are you with me? You will be leaving this continuum of time. Your time is up. And about that, you have nothing to say. Your time is up. Stand still. Wait with me just a moment here. What? There's a miracle that's about to happen to you that heretofore you have been rejecting very simply because you thought you could find the solution. Let me save you more time than you can possibly imagine. If you'll stay with me, I can cut 1,000 years off your idea of yourself. You intended to repeat over again and over again a solution that you found within your own association that are simply going to condemn you to the loss and pain and loneliness, okay, on which you previously depended in order to stay in the conflict of the possibility of death. Shall we say it together as we transcend? There is no death. My whole teaching to you in the recognition of yourself, this of course from the New Testament, is that if you believe me, you'll never die. The sole requirement for your relief from what you thought was suffering was a simple declaration that it will be impossible for you to die. I am whole and perfect as I was created. I cannot suffer loss. I cannot perform any act of necessity based on my self-recognition through the admission of the power of love. So I am whole and perfect. Here's the miracle that's happening to you right now. All of the time that you thought was going to be necessary was always over and gone anyway. Don't let the past intrude on you now so that you need project it into the future to find an instant solution that's available to you right here and now. Remember the key sentence, okay, from Jesus in the New Testament when he says, there is no link of my offering to you with the past, with all of the old ideas you had about yourself and your determination to rep yourself as a human being, concern me not in the slightest. The transition in self-recognition is going to show you that available to you in all of the universe, here and now, in you individually, okay, is the certainty of all of the past and all of the future, right here and now, in the miracle of your self-recognition. Just a little more about the miracle that just happened to you within this containment of self-identity. Listen. Say to me, I've been afraid. Healing is relief from fear. Look, remember, you're suffering from the disease of projected self-identity. Recognize that sickness is of the mind and has nothing to do with the body. What does this recognition cost you? It's going to cost you the whole world that you think you see. Look, all you need do is rise up and say, I have no use for this. Are you listening? There is no form of sickness that would not be cured at once. Look, as you let yourself be healed, you see all those around you, or who cross your mind, or whom you touch, or those who seem to have no contact with you at all, they're healed along with you despite your own effort. Could you but realize, for a single instant, the power of healing that the reflection of God shining in you can bring to all the world, you could not wait to make the mirror of your mind clean, to receive the images of the holiness that heals the world. And that's the image of the holiness that you're about to receive in our relationship with yourself. Huh? Are you going to wait to share the joy that you're feeling, or are you going to begin to share it? Shall I tell you why? The moment that you begin to share it, you increase the experience of self-recognition. This is the entirety of the teaching. Look with me. You're going to listen to me for a second, you there conceptually. Everything that can possibly happen to you in the past or in the future as you identify yourself is in fact going on right here and right now. And the idea that you are going to defend yourself there with that pitiful little idea of self-containment, suffer the consequences of that body formulation, turn to dust and rot, are totally meaningless and in fact ridiculous in the sense of who you really are in my identification of you as perfect and whole as you were created. When is all of this going to happen? Did you see right here and now? Yeah. The past is gone. Let it go. You've gone beyond that. There's no need for you to go back and struggle with all of the things that you still think are going to happen to you when the time had to come and did, when you simply recognized the wholeness of you. Look with me. You're going to be leaving this continuum. I want to give you thanks for coming back just for a moment and sharing with me the certainty of that love. Because in this miracle healing, in the idea of your own perfection, was contained all of the necessity for anything you could possibly want to know about your own perfection. Look with me. There is only love. Nothing else has any meaning. Remember at the beginning when we read together, why would you want to continue to suffer when available to you is this love of God? Huh? Look with me. I'm very certain that we love each other with the entirety of what we are. And I'm going to read you two more paragraphs about that certainty so you no longer need be distressed of the idea that it's necessary for you to suffer any longer. You with me? It's not. All right. The peace of God that you've been looking for has now descended on you, and you're feeling the intense joy of the relief of the need to defend yourself within this parameter of consciousness. Here it is. Here it is, the finality. Listen. There is no peace except the peace of God. You can ask as easily for love and for happiness and for eternal life in peace that has no ending. Ask for this and you can only win. To ask for what you have already must be successful. To ask that what is false be true can only fail. Forgive yourself for vain imaginings and seek no longer what you cannot find. For what could be more foolish than to seek and to seek and to seek again for hell or confusion or loneliness, when you have but to look with open eyes to find that heaven lies before you through a door that opens easily to welcome you. Look, come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. Listen, you're a stranger here, but it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. Look with me. Freedom is given you where you be held by chains and iron doors. But look, you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you want to find escape. You will be bound till all the world is seen by you as blessed, and everyone made free of your mistake and honored as he is. You made him not, no more yourself. Look, and as you free the one, the other is accepted as he is and is also free. So what does freedom offer you? It offers you the certainty that at any single moment you can be whole and perfect as you were created, and that it will have absolutely nothing to do with what you thought you were as a human being. The particulars of self-recognition that I'm going to perform for you right about now will show you, if you want to share this with me and I'm speaking directly to you, whatever other ideas you may have about yourself in regard to this. Are you listening? This is not where you belong. This is not where you're from. You can stay here and suffer. You can give me all the evidence you want of your particular need, all right, to identify yourself within this universal mind as separate. But all that can possibly happen is you'll begin to repeat over and over and over again the very simple admission that the problem as you have identified it cannot be solved. So there's no need for you to repeat, and this is the lesson that we're doing for today. There's no need for you to repeat again and again the failure that's inevitable in the idea that you could locate yourself somewhere in space-time and remain objective in your idea about yourself in association with something else that you think is out there. Are you listening with me about this? Are you hearing this? There isn't anything out there. The entire particulars of the experience that you are having in regard to this are simple indication that you have recognized within yourself the source of the problem that in any case will have nothing whatsoever to do with what appears to be objectively outside of your frame. Why? By the time you identify it, it will be over. And each moment you but repeat again and again the single idea that somehow you could have been separate within our arrangement from each other. It's nothing but the idea of what we often term duality. It's a fundamental idea that there are separate causes and effects that could bind you to the conflict of the idea that the entirety of the universal mind is not at this moment not to someone else, but to you. So that in your declaration of this moment, of the discovery of the joy that we're going to share together, you will leave this continuum of time. And just in that moment, above that parameter, you will share in recognition of each other the certainty of who we are together. And you will expose to me the love that we now recognize in each other. And that's the love we intend to share together. Okay. Will you say to me, it's a miracle? Yeah. All of the things that you intended to protect yourself with in this idea that there is only love, that there is only peace, are now leaving. Trust me just for a moment with this. I'm going to show you that light. That light is not designed for other objective It's designed for you. Let yourself come back in with me just for a moment. Okay. Practice. There's nothing to fear. Say it. There's nothing to be afraid of. Look with me. Don't be afraid. You see that? There's nothing to fear. We'll never leave you. This is the certainty being represented by Jesus, isn't it? There's nothing to be afraid of. You're listening with me. When you are fearful, you don't actually exist at all. The recognition of the wholeness of us in our love for each other was the sole requirement. And we're very certain that God is going with us wherever we go at the end of your sojourn in time, because the miracle has occurred and you are healed and you are whole and you can heal and be whole. All of my thanks go to you at this time. We have about 24 minutes to go. I'm going to be back and we're going to come together in the entirety of that conversion and recognize each other, because God does go with us wherever we go, so we can say together, God bless us, each and every one, and I meant you, and you saw me, and I recognized you, and we'll be out of here together. I'll be right back. Back with you. Look with me. There is no freedom except the freedom of God. And God wills that you be whole and perfect as you are created. You're never going to find peace except in that certainty. And the joy that I'm feeling in reading this to you is the miracle of self-recognition that allows me to see you as you truly are. And I'm recognizing you, and I'm showing you, and I intend at this moment, if you'll let me, to open up that gate for you. Okay? And I'm going to invite you to come on out and take a breath of fresh air. Come on out and let's wander together out into the galaxies for a moment as we express the freedom that we discover that we never really were contained within this body. The body itself could never. What is the speed of light? 186,000 miles a second. But an idea that you could be contained within the constriction of the idea of separation somehow within the idea of the formulation of energy. That's not who you are. We are loosing together the world from all we thought that it was. Okay? The gates are open. There's no one left to protect you. You are free. Let's leave this space together. We'll listen to just a little more about the miracle that's now occurred within your own mind. Freedom is given you where you be held by chains and iron doors, but you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape. You will be bound till all the world is seen by you as blessed, and everyone is made free of your mistakes and honored as he is. Why, you made him not, no more yourself. And as you free the one, the other is accepted as he is. Now you listen with me. What does forgiveness do? In truth, it has no function and it doesn't do anything, for it is unknown in heaven. But listen, it is only hell where it is needed and where it must serve a mighty function. This is what forgiveness is. Is not the escape of God's beloved Son from evil dreams that he imagines, yet believes are true, a worthy purpose? Who could hope for more? While there appears to be a choice to make between success and between failure and love and fear, you listen to me, there is no peace except the peace of God, because he has one Son who cannot make a world in opposition to God's will and to his own, which is the same as his. What could he hope to find in such a world? He cannot have reality because it never was created. Is it here that he would seek for peace, or must he see that as he looks on it, the world can but deceive him? Yet can he learn to look on it another way and find the peace of God? And there's one more paragraph about the bridge. Listen. Peace is the bridge that everyone will cross to leave the world behind. But peace begins within the world, perceived as different, and leading from this fresh perception to the gate of heaven and the way beyond. Peace is the answer to conflicting goals, to senseless journeys and frantic, vain pursuits and meaningless endeavors. Now the way is easy, sloping gently toward the bridge where freedom lies within the peace of God. There's a great deal of joy in the kingdom. Shall I tell you what it's in? Self-recognition. We're beginning to recognize each other, aren't we, in this conversion? We're beginning to release the defenses that we thought were necessary to sustain ourselves in the idea that we could suffer loss. Practice. I loose the world from all I thought it was. Practice. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Say it. Good. I am whole and perfect as I was created. The power that I'm expressing to you, okay, as a converting agency, is the power that you are recognizing with me in the idea that you can be healed. Here's some healing. Why not just be whole and perfect? Will you share this with me? What have you got to lose? You gonna take another path again? Gonna go out there and begin to seek for another solution that's only gonna lead you back to where you started? Isn't it time that you begin to look with me at the idea that each time you come around, you are afforded the opportunity for an alternative? That there's really no link between what is going to go on when you get out there and when you return. Okay? Let's share it together, the idea of wholeness. Practice. Say to me, causal loop. Yeah. Human, you're going to sustain yourself in that body, go through another process of death, and end up exactly where you started. Because it's impossible if you have an idea of extension, okay, that you will not end up back exactly where you started. Now, the miracle at that point enables you to recognize an alternative that was not contained within the idea of sequential time that allowed you to believe that you could journey out somewhere and come to a place in time that was not a part of your previous association with yourself. You trust me with this. You've been repeating over and over and over again the same effort. Now you've come at last back here with me, and I'm going to show you a miracle that could happen to you right at this time, and you'll begin to feel that joy of being healed. Here I'm going to show you how well and beautiful you can look. Look with me, standing right next to you. Use your own wholeness, not somewhere else. A readjustment, there you used it, good for you. Now you say to me, wow, what was that? Wow, now what are you doing? You're examining it again, that's okay. All I'm really doing with you is speeding up the idea that available to you at this moment is the entirety of the solution. Because God goes with you wherever you go, and all of the power of the universe is actually given to you. Okay. Practice. There is no death. The Son of God is free. There it was. There was your wholeness. There was the miracle. You share this with me from our Savior Jesus. Are you that far along? I inspire all miracles. They're really intercessions. Okay? As you become illuminated in your own teaching devices, you will express the certainty of your own wholeness. Listen with me just a minute. I inspire all miracles. It's really intercessions. What do? They intercede for your holiness and make your perception holy. Look, by placing you beyond the physical laws, they raise you into the sphere of celestial order. And in this order, you are perfect. Just two more. A miracle is a universal blessing from God through me to all of my brothers. It is the privilege of the forgiven to forgive. One more. Miracles are natural signs of forgiveness. Through miracles, you accept God's forgiveness by extending it to others. Will you forgive me? Practice. Will you forgive me? Practice together. I have a great deal of joy in forgiving you. I have a great deal of joy in accepting my individual responsibility for what's happening out in this world. I have a joy in the fundamental necessity for the admission that I'm the cause of this, and that everything that appears to be happening in this world out there, I am seeing by my own direction and always will be determined to justify within my own mind. And it's not true. And I'm tired of it. Say to me, I need a miracle. Here's one. What did you do? You relaxed your defenses. Instead of attempting to find someone else guilty for all the things that are happening to you, you have accepted a very fundamental idea of self-responsibility. All right. You are the cause of this. All of the pain, all the loneliness, all of the idea of inflicted self-identity are only being caused in your own mind. Share this with me. There's nothing out there. Every experience that you will ever have in the past or in the future within this continuum of time is in actuality going on right here and right now. Look with me. Did you feel that light? Did you lay down your Did a little fear come into that just for a moment? Good. Good. I want you to look at it with me. If the salvation of the world depends on you, you may well have moments of fear. I'm not concerned about that. God is in his heaven, and all is right with the world. And there's nothing whatsoever for you to fear. Did you see that? The moment you felt the joy in God dependency, it could not not be extended from you. Because the extension of it is what the universe is. And in that sense, the entirety of the universe is just exactly as dependent on you as you are on it. Not more and not less, but just in its entirety that the miracle just happened. And now you search back for a moment into the idea of the pain that you felt. Share this with me. You can't find it anymore. It's left you. You ask for help, and you got it. And about that, you can be very grateful. And you can share the joy and happiness of your escape from this continuum, because the miracle has happened, and is happening right now. Here's the miracle. That was a miracle. Listen with me. Miracles are natural signs of forgiveness. Through miracles, you accept God's forgiveness by extending it to others. Listen, miracles praise God through you. They praise him by honoring his creations, affirming their perfection. They heal because they deny body identification and affirm spirit identification. You listen to me. I'm going to deny to you right now that you're that body. All right? And I'll employ, if you'll let me, a miracle. Let's use the term conversion of conceptual identity. Okay? Because you are very determined within your own concept to identify yourself as separate within procedures of self-recognition that have condemned you to the idea of duality, in which you suffer in your need for a solution that cannot be found. Now, what I've done with you is break up your ideas of self-concept with the fundamental admission that at any moment it's possible for you to see yourself in your own entirety. Okay? I'm going to use the word catalyst. It's the idea that the energy association of light that constitutes in your mind your idea about yourself actually has a lot, much more to offer you than you have been willing to accept. But in order to do it, I have to break up your idea of conceptual self, which has condemned you to the idea of sequentiality of time, in which you actually believe that time is passing, and that you're going to have to hold on to your old identity, organize them in memories about yourself, all right, somehow perhaps project them into the future, and live within a very strange idea that you can retain conceptual self-identity and not allow devices that are available to you as converting agency to enter into your picture. Here's the way the miracle is expressed in this little book. Listen. A miracle is a correction introduced into false thinking by me, and this is from Jesus. It acts as a catalyst, breaking up erroneous perception and reorganizing it properly. It places you under atonement principle, where perception is healed and you become whole. Look, Until this has occurred, knowledge of the divine order is, of course, impossible. Listen with me. Miracles honor you very simply because you're lovable. They dispel illusions about yourself and perceive the light that's in you. They thus atone for your errors by freeing you from your own nightmare. By releasing your mind from the imprisonment of your illusions, they restore you to sanity. Now you listen to one more. The Holy Spirit is the mechanism of miracles. Why? He recognizes both God's creations and your illusions. He separates the truth from the false by his ability to perceive totally rather than selectively. And your whole idea of communication is your conceptual form idea. Look with me, that you can retain that identity of you as separate with that identity of you that is also separate. Let's practice for a minute. I'm going to heal you. Turn and look at the guy next to you that's right there. I'll wait. Did you see him? Did you see yourself? That was conceptual selves you have in ideas about yourself. Where in the truest manner I can offer to you, you are a single identity in your entirety. And that at any given moment, let's use the term forgiveness, if you forgive me, we can share together the idea of love that is the truth of what we are. Practice. I'm not a body. You're not a body. Say that to the guy next to you. Did you see him? You're not a body. See, you guys hold on to the rigidity of your correspondence within time. You actually believe that it's possible for you to be a body separate from me. When you do that, you formulate ideas of separation contained within the idea of space-time. And you suffer the consequences of that within your own mind. Here's the miracle. I'm going to assure you that in my recognition of you, is my recognition of myself. Why is that true? We share a single thought. The idea of the whole spirit, the idea of all the energy of the universe, is nothing but a moment of conversion of the idea that you were separate. And in that instant of sharing, we recognize each other in body form. Practice. I saw you heal. I saw you in self-recognition. Look with me. I see the joy that you're sharing in the miracle of that healing that occurred. I see you're not suffering anymore from that disease. I see that you're instantly healed in the certainty that the whole spirit of self-recognition was always contained in you to be instantly healed. This, of course, is all from the divine reality of our Savior Jesus, who has stayed with us and will stay with us until we complete our own process of self-recognition. Now, here is what the miracle says, that you really are. And this is the crux of the entirety of the teaching. Because I just saw you see yourself as whole and perfect. It's good to see you again. It's good to see you in recognition of each other. It's good to see you admit that this world was over a long time ago. It's good to see you admit there is no world and that we're actually back in heaven together. Okay. And that no one is ever going to ascend up to heaven except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of God who is already in heaven. Listen. The miracle is an expression of an inner awareness of Christ and the acceptance of his atonement. Look, A major contribution of miracles is their strength in releasing you from your false sense of isolation, deprivation, and lack. Look, a miracle is never lost. It may touch many people you have not even met and produce undreamed of changes in situations of which you have absolutely no awareness. Why? The miracle is the only device at your immediate disposal for controlling time. Only revelation transcends it, having nothing at all to do with time. You listen to me. The miracle is a learning device that lessens the need for time. It establishes an out-of-pattern time interval, not under the usual laws of time. In this sense, it is timeless. Miracles are both beginnings and endings, and so they alter the temporal order. They are always affirmations of rebirth, which seem to go back but really go forward. They undo the past in the present and thus release the future. One more. Miracles enable you to heal the sick and raise the dead because you make sickness and death yourself and can therefore abolish both. You're a miracle, capable of creating in the likeness of your Creator. Everything else is your own nightmare and does not exist because only the creation of light is real. And only the creation of light has allowed you at this moment to share our wholeness together. Shall we share it together and I'll make the declaration? I love you very much in the entirety of what I know that you are, and I'll wait while you tell me the same. Now, there we shared together that moment of love. That's a light energy that's all around you in association with each other. It's acting as a converting agency, showing you the inevitability of love. Do you see? Because there is only love. All the love that can ever be given by you at this time will be in its entirety. And I want to thank you with all my heart for recognizing me as I know that you are. And in that single recognition of each other was the salvation of this world. Not in the concepts of this world as they identified you, not in the idea of separation, not in the idea that you could be sick or lonely or die, but in this moment of self-recognition of the inevitability of a miracle that allows us to share the conversion as we journey beyond the stars out into the universe, glancing back just for a moment to offer an invitation to those who still may be suffering. Will you come and share with me the certain of our love for each other? We're glad you're able to see it now, because you are whole and you are perfect as you were created, and this world is about to end, and we're about to traverse beyond the idea of perception into the certainty of our wholeness, because God has always gone with us wherever we go, and we're sharing together that love. Once more, thank you. Once more, here's the certainty of our love together. Once more, here's our declaration of escape from the meaninglessness of this containment. Shall we say it together? God bless us, each and every one, especially you at this time, for recognizing me and recognizing that standing right next to you was the entirety of your solution. And as we say together once again, we have no escape from that bondage. This world is over and gone and never was. say, the salvation of the world did depend on you.
The night has flown, and let the music play as long as there's a song.